This is Karen.
Hey, Karen, it's Ruben. How are you doing?
Good. How are you today?
Good, good. I just want to let you know, I've sent everything over. I'm just waiting for a response. I should have it very shortly. I'm just kind of bugging.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. I really appreciate this, so I'm praying that they'll go through. If it does, how long will it take before the funds are received?
Usually the funding process is about 24 hours. I'm just bugging the credit officer. They're kind of giving me some grief on the file, so I'm trying to do my best by you. I promise.
Okay, that sounds awesome because I guess I have corporate just left the office today, and they'll be back tomorrow, so we're ready to install some things. And opening date is like the 19th is what we're anticipating, so I'm hoping that they'll approve the funds so we can pay for everything else.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'll do my best. You got my word that I'm obviously pretty low on the totem pole, but I'll do my best to figure this out. I have one other question that could come back to me with. So I went to your Secretary of State for Georgia, and I think all the three people are listed. Is the other person comfortable signing or no? Or do you know what her credit looks like? Because they might bug me on that, just in my opinion. Just some of the truth.
I don't know if she's going to be comfortable in signing, and I think that her credit is okay because she's doing some other things. I know, like refinancing and her house and stuff like that. So
okay.
I'm not quite sure that she's going to be comfortable in signing.
Okay.
I guess I can ask, but that's going to be, I don't know.
Okay. Well, I'll do my best. And just to confirm on the equipment list, let's just bring this up. Actually, no, I've already sent that out stuff in, so I think we're okay. And so the Gloria Buford, you said she is the CFO. It says here she's the CFO. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay. So let me just make sure, because I know you're busy, so I don't want to bug you here, but I want to make sure I understand this.
Okay.
So let's see. Give me a second. Yeah, I don't know if I followed up with you, but I definitely don't like to bug people. You know, I know they're busy. So
no, you're helping me, so I appreciate everything.
Okay. Okay. So I'm just trying to go through this. So we had someone named Daisy Shabazz last time. Is that correct?
Right.
But she's no longer involved. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay. Jode owns 90%. Give me 1 second. I'm just going through this. And does Joe have any background in the restaurant industry?
He had some prior years of service, maybe about 5 or 10, but that's been over maybe 10 years ago.
Okay. What did he do in the restaurant industry?
I want to say that I'm not going to say he cooked that one, but he just kind of like managed the little things in the restaurant or service. I'll say some service just to go in and see how he liked the industry. So,
okay. And so now you're 10 and he's 90, correct?
Right.
Okay, give me a second. We had you as 90 before. That's why I'm just updating this for them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just sending them a message right now. I'm just hitting some boxes. Bear with me. Hey, Karen, one thing I just noticed, and maybe this is why I didn't know they're giving me grief, I'm guessing you guys got this operating agreement like off a template, correct, online?
Yeah. What's wrong with it?
Well, I think this is why they're kind of giving me grief. They're not matching up the dates. It says that this company was effectively formed in 2015, not in 2016.
The company was formed. Compass Community Service was formed, But the transfer to Joe is what, is that what you're looking at?
Oh, so that's what happened in 2016. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. So operating agreement.
Yeah, so if you look back at the Secretary of State in 15, you'll see that it was with us, and then the change is where we agreed to sell it to him in 16 and do the change. That was at the beginning of the year. But because he had some question about some of the fees and the transfer with the corporation or the franchise, that's gotcha. What really took the longest, because he wanted to them to renegotiate the fees, and it was like, they didn't like the way that he wanted to renegotiate, and so they had to work out the kinks on the fees. So that's what they just worked out. So that's why you're seeing a big gap in date.
All right, hold on. I guess the only thing that, you know, they're giving me grief over is, and it's not your problem. They're just trying to, oftentimes they think because we presented this, since we presented this prior, I'm sorry, since we presented this prior, give me one second, please. Are you there?
Yes.
Sorry about that. So I guess the whole question is, we presented Daisy, and so it's just messy. I think I can explain this to him. I'm literally I'm messaging the person right now on this. Going with are no longer with the business. Appreciate your time here.
No, with take the your business. Time because you're helping me. And I mean, it's like, what are the monthly payments that we're looking at? Because we're talking about what, $15,000. And paying it back in maybe a year.
We can do anything from 1 to 3 years. You know, I don't take this me rubbing you the wrong way. I have no problem with customers applying multiple places. I'm just trying to figure out if they'll do this program. They're very restrictive on startup restaurants with ownership changes. They are very, very restrictive. So I have to hopefully present this the right way. The business is owned by. So they're telling us. The whole issue that they're coming back with, and I think you can understand why, is we presented you as a 90% owner previously, but now, mm-hmm. as of January 1st, you were only a 10% owner, and we weren't presenting. So they're going to think that we were hiding this guy initially from the business. That's the whole issue that they're running into. Does that make sense?
Okay. It does. So if they say no, then it's a no, and I'll let him know that we need to go to the bank tomorrow. Okay. And see what we can do. I mean, all they can do is say yes or no to it.
Absolutely.
It's
and you know that.
Personal, it's business.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah, I'm trying. Absolutely.
And I agree that you are, and I really appreciate it.
The new CFO listed.
And this, I mean, you guys are, I don't know, if it was a startup business, kind of like this company is not in existence or something. Well, this is a franchise that we're buying into, so it is what it is.
Yeah, I gotcha. Unfortunately, just, you know, the problem with franchises is they don't really perform from a lending perspective actually any better than a non-franchise. We've had we've had very similar default rates. Yes. It's not much of a difference on the financing side of things in terms of equipment,
okay.
Because they are in a refi. Give me a second. Give me one second. Bear with me, Karen. I'm sorry they're giving you so much grief.
It's okay.
Okay, I just iMessaged them. They should get it now, and I should be able to get back to you today.
Okay, sounds wonderful, and thank you for everything. So even for whatever happens, I'm still grateful, so I really appreciate it. So I wish you
a
great
day. You got it. Thank you for saying that. I'll do my best for you. You got it.
Okay, thanks. Talk to you shortly.
All right, bye-bye.